thought might have overtaken number two.
I don't think it was ever possible permanently.
Yeah, nothing ever permanently.
Right.
There's just not the dedication in the other groups.
Yeah.
Because even the people who were dedicated in those other groups didn't have enough dedicated support staff to make it happen. I mean, I think Union's a good example where when I was running with Narada, we were dedicated to making things happen. But, you know, it's every notch down the ladder you go, everyone at every position is a notch or two down as well. And so you've got people who are just half-assing. And you'll never be able to go to the top and stay at the top. You know, you can muster your army for a short period of time, but you can't do indefinite battle if everyone's just sort of half-hearted into the effort. So,
I think it was actually a two-part problem. Problem number one is that these coordinators, they have to figure out a way to either freak or pay for all these phone calls they're going to have to make. There's no internet. There's no email. There's none of that. You want to keep in touch with people. You're going to have to be setting up teleconferences and making phone calls and, you know, having couriers pick up ANSI art or do it yourself, one or the other. I mean, you're going to have a staff to do it or do it yourself, and you have to do it out of your pocket or figure out another way to do it. That's problem number one. The second part of the problem, I think, is that people in this number three group, they want to be in number one group. So you have people leaving number three group,
yep,
getting good enough to join number one group. Where's all my art? Where are all my artists going?
So ship.
You have to, you know, keep. You have to hold the fort together, and keep it running.
There are three pieces of a group. There's production on a monthly basis and making sure that all the members produce and you get the product out. There is retention, and you've got to have all your people on the phone and you've got to be explaining to them why it is not in their best interest to leave for another group. And then there's recruitment, because any group that isn't adding members is eventually going to die because people graduate from high school or they go to college or they just get bored or whatever. And if you don't have the time or the means to make those three things happen on a consistent basis, the group cannot be number one or two.
I think the internet changed that, though.
Yeah.
And we were talking about this earlier. The power totally shifted.
Because
the barrier to entry went away.
It's a different scene completely.
Yeah.
I mean, completely.
It's night and day.
All the time that I've been senior Steph and I's, I mean, we had very few teleconferences.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, first of all, just the means to get it done certainly dried up, relatively speaking, to how it was before. And, you know, there just wasn't the need. You could chat on IRC. Why have a teleconference?
Right.
I would say that, like, one of the reasons the third-party groups never succeeded is, like, they wanted to be number one, and let's say that they believe they do it for one pack. Then, like, they've gotten their goal, and they sort of lose their drive. Now being number one is a liability. Now everyone wants to be in their spot rather than the other way around. And so they have everything to lose, and they just don't have the dedication to keep doing with the same amount of effort they put in to get there. And so that's why they would eventually collapse.
I mean, and I was in those shoes. I would unbiasedly argue that Union had the number one pack once in January of 95 when we managed to steal Lord Jazz and Terminator 2 and a bunch of other people. And, yeah, it's like all of a sudden, well, the train's reached the top of the hill. You know, we think we can, we did. You know, what's next?